Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Good afternoon. It's JJ filling in for Glenn on today, who has the day off. It's December the 3rd, 2020, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula, First National Bank of Wauchula. Here's your local news. Second shooting of 16-year-old in Avon Park. Highlands County Sheriff's Office is telling us on December 2nd, approximately 2:26 p.m., the Highlands County Sheriff's Office Consolidated Dispatch received a 911 call regarding a 16-year-old male who was shot at 1029 Howell McRae Loop in Avon Park. The Criminal Investigation Unit and crime scene investigators responded, and the investigation is ongoing. The victim was airlifted to a nearby trauma center in a neighboring county and is listed in stable condition. If you have any information regarding this incident, please contact the Criminal Investigation Unit at 863-402-7250 or Detective Dwayne Kelly at area code 863-402-7823, or if you wish to remain anonymous, you can also contact the Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. And in other news, there was another shooting the day before who also involved a 16-year-old in Avon Park. Detectives tell us they do believe that these incidents are unrelated. The victim was airlifted to a trauma center and is currently in critical condition. The criminal investigation units are still seeking information on the whereabouts of Jontavious Perry, a.k.a. Trey, who is a person of interest at this time. Again, if you have any information regarding this incident or Perry's whereabouts, please contact criminal investigation units with the Highlands County Sheriff's Office at 863-402-7250 or Detective Melissa Kurtz at area code 863-991-5044. There are some unconfirmed reports that this shooting may have been over the youngsters throwing eggs at automobiles driving by. It's that time of year, of course, when Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and, of course, scam artists are hard at work. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, along with other sheriff's departments in the area, have been receiving complaints from residents concerning their Netflix account being suspended for lack of payment. It's a good chance this is a scam. If you have any questions concerning your Netflix account, you should contact Netflix directly concerning your account information. If you receive one of these messages asking for your credit card information, don't do it. It's a scam. Sheriff's offices across the area remind people to be extra vigilant this time of year because the scam artists are hard at work. And in other news from Polk County now, the Polk County Sheriff's Department said on Wednesday, December 2nd, that 18-year-old Demetrius Daniel Mack and 17-year-old Alfred Higgs Jr., both of Kissimmee and Osceola County, who had warrants in Polk County for robbery and first-degree murder, turned themselves in to the Sheriff's Office in Davenport Wednesday afternoon. They were booked into the Polk County Jail and have first appearance Thursday afternoon around 1 o'clock. The murders occurred earlier in the month due to a drug deal gone bad. Taking a look now at some local events that are happening here in Hardy County. The Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is this Saturday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue. For more information concerning the Christmas parade, you can give the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce a call at area code 863-773-6067. Here's a look at some job opportunities here in Hardy County. Need a job? Well, Hardy Fresh is hiring. Hardy Fresh in Wauchula is looking for a crew member. You must be self-motivated, have effective time management and communication skills, and reliable transportation. Greenhouse or agriculture experience is recommended. For more information, you can give Hardy Fresh a call today at area code 863-445-1536. Once again, that's the number for Hardy Fresh. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, along with the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect valuables on the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. All right, coming up, we'll take a look at your weather forecast, plus your agriculture, sports, and business news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Hardy Midday. Now let's take a look at the weather situation for this afternoon. Current conditions, relative humidity 88%, wind speeds are calm, barometric pressure 30.27 inches, and visibility is around 10 miles. Your weather forecast for the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, mostly sunny this afternoon with a high near 75. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusts as high as 18 later in the day. For tonight, partly cloudy, the low of around 56, so it's not going to be quite as cool out there tonight. East winds around 5 miles per hour. And then for Friday, check this out, partly sunny with a high near 79. Sounds awesome. That's your weather forecast. Let's take a look now at agriculture news, sports, and business update.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. agricultural exports in 2021 are projected at $152 billion, up $11.5 billion from the August forecast, driven by higher soybean and corn export values. Wheat exports are projected at $6.2 billion, up $200 million on higher unit values and slightly larger volumes. Ag exports to China are forecast at a record $27 billion, an increase of $8.5 billion. U.S. ag imports for 2021 are forecast at $137 billion, up $1 billion, led by expected increases in products like fresh fruits and vegetables. California companies have earned grants to explore aspects of wildfire prevention and safety, according to the USDA. With those grants, a company in Torrance will test small automated fire weather observation sensors, a Riverside company will produce synthetic insect pheromones to protect trees from beetles, and a firm in Newark is working on small, low-cost gas sensors intended to help protect wildland firefighters. Farmers will be planting more total wheat acres for 2021 thanks to stronger demand, higher grain prices, and good weather conditions. According to AgWeb.com, USDA predicts 46 million total acres of wheat will be planted, a 1.7 million acre increase over this year, the first expansion of U.S. wheat acres in 8 years. The private analytics firm IHS Market Agribusiness forecasts U.S. winter wheat plantings at 31.5 million acres, up 3.6% from a year ago.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Scientists at the University of Florida are trying to stop the spread of laurel wilt disease. Here's Berea Etherton, a PhD student who's working to incorporate artificial intelligence into agricultural management practices.
Laurel wilt disease is a fungus which infects trees within the Lauraceae family, and that includes avocado trees. And this fungus moves primarily through the red bay ambrosia beetles, and it's also capable of moving through root grafts. So if two trees are tied together through their roots, the fungus can move through that as well. And this fungus infects a tree and it decimates a tree, and then it's able to move to neighboring trees as well.
Etherton and colleagues are using a supercomputer called HyperGator to analyze the spread of this disease.
So when we decided we wanted to model laurel wilt disease in the Miami region, we have over 1,000 different avocado groves that we have to look at. So University of Florida's HyperGator allows us to take in really memory intensive data sets and run it through them at a high speed. So using UF's supercomputer was almost necessary when it came to this problem.
This is just one example of how modern technology is helping agricultural producers.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now here's our business news and sports report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is urging Congress to approve COVID-19 relief funds without further delay as he spoke during testimony before the House Financial Services Committee.
These are sometimes small businesses that might have generations of, you know, of sort of human capital built up in their activities. And once they're gone, they can't just be recreated. So you could lose parts of the economy, and that will mean a slower recovery.
Mr. Powell says new funding would serve as a bridge for the economy to move from the current environment to next year when COVID-19 vaccines should be widely available. The Transportation Department has issued a final ruling that service animals are only dogs, which are specially trained to help a person with disabilities. Very slight movement on Wall Street yesterday. S&P up 7, Dow up 60, NASDAQ down 6. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Number one, Gonzaga Riley to beat 11th-ranked West Virginia 87-82 Wednesday night at the Jimmy V Classic. The Bulldogs used a late 13-4 run to take control and scored six straight points late to seal it. Mountaineers head coach Bob Huggins.
We fell asleep too many times. The turning point of the game was probably when we rebounded it twice. They knocked the ball out of our hands and maintained possessions and scored.
The loss snapped a five-game winning streak for West Virginia and dropped the Mountaineers to 0-5 in the series. Second-ranked Baylor crushed fifth-ranked Illinois 82-69. The 3-0 Bears won for the first time this season with head coach Scott Drew on the sideline. He missed their first two games with the coronavirus. 17th-ranked Texas beat number 14 North Carolina 69-67 to take the title of the relocated Maui Invitational, which was played in Asheville, North Carolina. Missouri upset number 21 Oregon 83-75. It was 22nd-ranked Florida State 86, North Florida 58. This is SRN Sports. In a game postponed three times due to COVID issues, Pittsburgh improved to 11-0 with a 19-14 win over Baltimore. Ravens coach John Harbaugh says his team showed resilience after having to call up 10 players from the practice squad.
It's that type of adversity that great things are built on. That's what I'm proud of these guys for, and the way they handled that, and the way they he kept getting hit with these gut punches, and they just kept coming to the next day, and I'm proud of them for that.
The COVID-19 outbreak that forced Baltimore to take the field might have star quarterback Lamar Jackson, among others, dropped them to 6-5. They host Dallas next Tuesday in a game originally scheduled for this Thursday. Kevin Durant is scheduled to make his Brooklyn debut against his former Golden State teammates before the Lakers begin defense of their title in an all-Los Angeles matchup with the Clippers in the NBA's December 22nd opening night doubleheader. The NBA will play 72 games in their coronavirus-shortened season. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, and that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I'm JJ, filling in for Glenn. We'll see you then. Have a super fine afternoon.
For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.